Heritage is everywhere to be seen. 300 to 1 with our churches, money in our pocket, our pledge of allegiance. Let me take you to the capital of these United States to show you what you might have otherwise never seen before. When you go to Washington, D.C., you can see the monuments stand tall and firm, proclaiming the fact that our founders aligned themselves with the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You can find biblical and religious quotations, the Ten Commandments, and more on almost every significant building. First, the Lincoln Memorial. The words of Lincoln's second inaugural address are graved in granite, praying that the mighty scourge of war may speedily pass away, but also recalling that the judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. Abraham Lincoln wrote a letter to Miss Bixby, who lost 5 sons in the Civil War. He wrote,
"I pray that our Heavenly Father may assuage the anguish of your bereavement and leave you only the cherished memory of the loved and lost. The solemn pride that must be yours to have laid so costly a sacrifice upon the altar of freedom. Yours very sincerely and respectfully, Abraham Lincoln."
At Arlington Cemetery lies not only hundreds of thousands of patriots who served our nation, but also the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, perpetually guarded, where rests in honored glory an American soldier known but to God. Notice the Christian crosses over all of their heads. Standing tall in the center of the mall is the Washington Monument, which inscribes, "Praise be to God" in Latin at the aluminum tip of the obelisk.
But are there Bible verses engraved into the walls?
Yeah, there are. In the stones right here. But we won't be able to see them.
Along the staircase of the monument, blocks resound with quotations from Scripture. "Holiness to the Lord," Exodus 28. "Search the Scriptures," John 5:39. "The memory of the just is blessed," Proverbs 10:7. "And may heaven to this union continue its benefits." Go down the mall and you will see the National Archives building, which displays a bronze medallion of the Ten Commandments at the entrance, a testament to the biblical truth of America's heritage. The U.S. Capitol also bears witness to the legacy of our founders' admission of faith. Daniel Webster was quoted by the United States Senate in the 1980s as one of the 5 greatest senators. In 1851, when the new House and Senate wings of the Capitol were begun, Webster gave a speech that was deposited in the cornerstone. The speech culminated with the line, "And all here assembled, whether belonging to public life or to private life, with hearts devotedly thankful to Almighty God for the preservation of the liberty and happiness of this country, unite in sincere and fervent prayers that this deposit and the walls and arches, the domes and the towers, the columns and the entablatures, now to be erected over it, may endure forever." Also in the main Capitol rotunda are paintings of George Washington laying its cornerstone. A Christian preacher is present. There are also paintings of the pilgrims in a prayer meeting. Down the Cox Corridor, just left of the First Federal Congress, is an image of an open-air preacher. Just outside of the House of the Representatives' chamber is a relief sculpture of Moses. Inside the chamber, just above where the speaker sits, is the motto, "In God We Trust." As you look at the United States Supreme Court building, you will see Moses holding the Ten Commandments and below him the words, "Justice, the Guardian of Liberty." At the Jefferson Monument, you will see quotes from Thomas Jefferson, the author of the Virginia Statute of Religious Freedom, which inspired the First Amendment of the United States Constitution. Thomas Jefferson penned the Declaration of Independence. Its words are inscribed on the memorial stating, "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, and for the support of this declaration, with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor." J. Jefferson's memorial also quotes, "God who gave us this liberty, can the liberties of a nation be secured?"
Doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
The Sons of Liberty is one of the very few news and talk shows that aren't afraid to speak truth to a confused public inundated by fake news with a liberal agenda. If you want accurate, uncensored news, listen up. If you want more of it, please donate. Fake news is awash in liberal dollars, and your help matters. I'm Dave Ajima, and I approve this message.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker, rocker, rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Interestingly enough, folks, we have, I'm going to be getting to the topic today of how it works, how the two sciences that run together, God's government, the institution of government, 1825 of Exodus, and who we are and how it aligns itself with Scripture as the bedrock. But before we get to that, I want you to go ahead and take a look at this. Isn't this interesting? The American people somehow or another believe that they, a Supreme Court justice can be an anti-gunner. They can be an anti-constitutionalist. Now, again, I just want to recollect, because I want people to understand this, her job is to sit during good behavior, Article 3, Section 1. Her job is to uphold the enumerated laws that God has established. Her job is to discover and apply the laws that are already in place. The Bill of Rights, when it comes to the Bill of Rights, it is their job to understand that it is the thou shall nots. Who cares if she's anti-gun or not? But isn't it interesting? She's anti-gun when it comes to us peasants. But when it comes to her bodyguard, listen to this, a Supreme Court justice having a bodyguard, the only reason they need a bodyguard, friends, is because they're not serving we the people. They need bodyguards to defend them from the people that they are violating when they are continuously doing their best to upend your constitutional God-given rights. But isn't it interesting how she's an anti-gunner, as they call her, right? But isn't it interesting her bodyguard shoots an alleged carjacker? I mean, this is hypocritical to the mass, from the top to the bottom. It really is to the point of Americans. Does it get to the point where you're ashamed of what you tolerate? Sotomayor, she was appointed just in time for illegal immigration. She's been there for some time. She's a known globalist. She's a hypocrite from the top of her head to the sole of her feet. Her job is to Article 2, Section 3, to execute the laws found within the Constitution, not to play the activist, not to do her best to tear down the Constitution and help in aiding a globalist agenda and creating it in that image. That's not her job. Her job is to apply the laws, again, that the Lord has put in place for us to uphold, that we might remain a free people. It's just really, truly that simple. And again, what is the purpose of government, my friends, is to maintain our God-given rights, to condemn the wicked and to justify the righteous, to restrain men from sin. I mean, here, let's just go to this just for a moment, if you don't mind. Anti-gunner Sotomayor, that's what they called her, according to headline USA.com. You know, isn't it interesting that when crimes are committed, they never call for the eradication of the removal of guns from the hands of criminals? No, because that doesn't work, and they already know that. What do they always do? They always aim at the law abider, don't they? And they blame the law abider for the crimes of the law breakers. I mean, if you can think that one through, friends, it's going to liberate you in so many different ways, as understanding and in understanding who these said individuals are that have been put in place. Their plants is what they are. Again, are they there upholding your rights? Absolutely not. They're just eroding them incrementally through the siege, little by little, by little by little, by little by little. And the American people still haven't figured it out. And it's just like what I continuously talk about when another mass shooting takes place. Remember, mass shootings take place, 94% of them, in gun-free zones. Who's to be held accountable for that outside of the criminal that committed the crime? Those that also advocated policies that upend or undermine the U.S. Constitution in the Bill of Rights. Isn't that right? Yep. So the politicians should be held accountable for the crimes that are being committed, because really what it is a green light for mass murders to go ahead and shoot away. And the fact of the matter is, friends, when you look at the politicians that are playing the same hypocritical game as this black-robed tyrant named Sotomayor, just remember, friends, they're all sitting there with armed guards around them, fortifying themselves and defending themselves against the American people, when in fact they have it completely backwards. And we see this even to the people's White House. Go to Washington, D.C. sometime. What do you see when you go to Washington, D.C., friends? The first thing you see is the fence is going higher and higher and higher. I remember when we could go to Washington, D.C., and you could actually walk up and almost look over the top of it, and you could see the back of the White House. Well, the back of the White House is completely cut off now. Is anybody taking the time to look at Secret Service, how they fortify that place against the people? I mean, we're talking MPGs, we're talking about armed security detail to the max from the top to the bottom. We're talking about military escorts. We're talking about, it's out of sight, it's out of mind. It's out of sight and out of mind when it comes to the people's understanding concerning what it is. This is not a monarchy, friends. This is a representative limited government that has overstepped their bounds long ago, and that what they're doing is continuously showing you that they believe that they are above the law by the way that they act continuously. And I, for one, am sick of it. And I know for the listeners over at sonsoflibertymedia.com, it's the same thing there. It's quite frustrating at times, but friends, we need to remove these unconstitutional judges. We need to impeach them, and we need to prosecute them. Again, if you want the answers, there they are. Article 2, Section 4, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7, because they don't have a right to violate the law in any sense of the word. So with that said, friends, I want to go ahead and start this show, and we're going to do our best just to kind of walk through it today. And the reason I'm saying that is because we have a lot to cover. And the first thing I want to start with is I want to go over to the Mayflower Compact, and I want you to listen carefully to the Mayflower Compact, okay? And the reason I'm saying that concerning the Mayflower Compact is because it is just that important that we understand the Mayflower Compact, right? But listen, in the name of God, amen. We, whose names are underwritten, the loyal subjects of our dread sovereign Lord King James, by the grace of God of Great Britain, France, and Ireland, King Defender of the Faith, having undertaken for the glory of God. This is the Declaration of Independence for our forefathers, okay? Defender of the Faith, having under for the glory of God and advancement of the faith, Christian faith, and the honor of our king and country, a voyage to plant the first colony in the northern parts of Virginia, do by these presents, rends solemnly and mutually in the presence of God and one another, covenant and compromise ourselves, or I'm sorry, not compromise ourselves, folks, not to compromise ourselves, but to, in fact, combine ourselves and together into a civil body politic for our better ordering and preservation, and the furtherance ends of aforesaid, and by virtue hereof do and act, constitute and frame such just and equal laws in the general good of the colony and the constitutions and the officers from time to time as be thought, unto which we promise all due submission and obedience, in witness whereof we have under or hereunto subscribed our names at Cape Cod the 11th month of November, the reign of our sovereign Lord King James. I mean, folks, this is where we're at in understanding how many people think that this is completely foreign on so many different levels. Folks, we're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back.
And in all that time, I've been a witness to his consistent passion for Jesus Christ, America, its young people, and the veterans who fought to keep us free. Bradley's radio show, The Sons of Liberty, addresses the heroic values our nation once championed, but sadly are fading in an increasingly self-centered culture. Never one to pull punches, Bradley tells it like it is, boldly proclaiming truth to those with ears to hear.
You want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show, maybe even for years now, and can think of so many others you wish could hear the message too. But you don't know quite how to reach them or where to begin. Well, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's a lot easier than what you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for all those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to make a difference in their own lives and their own communities right now. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747, and start making a difference in your world today.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Mike Lindell here, and like you, I see our country being destroyed daily. We face massive economic issues. And I can tell you from firsthand experience, there are people in power who threaten the values that have made our country great. Well, I've been a believer in gold and silver for a long time, and I've searched for years for a partner that shares my values. Well, Genesis Gold Group showed me how easy it is to protect your IRA, 401k, or your retirement with gold and silver. Their faith-driven approach to service and stewardship is one that stands out from the rest. So call Genesis Gold Group now at 800-385-GOLD. That's 800-385-4653. Or go to bbsradiogold.com.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty. Sorry about that, guys. There's sometimes when you're doing the show that there's just absolutely nothing that you can do. And here I am working to a clock, for the record. And that means it's a set clock, so it's perfect timing every time we do the show. And in the process, we got to stick to the clock. Well, what happened is the left screen went down. I have two screens in front of me. Then I have another screen right below me in case I need to stick to my content, right? And we do that quite often here. But what happened is it went down on my left side. So I pushed the button and it just, the whole clock went haywire. But I could see my other clock up here and how close I was to it. So do forgive me. And again, I'm trying to do two and three and four things during the broadcast, but you know, it happens once in a while, and there's absolutely nothing that I can do about it. You know, here we are again. It's interesting. I get emails, like I've said 100 times, 200 to 300 of them every single day of the week, and I'm getting information now from people across the country about how their pastors are talking about how the United States is in a precipice or it's in a crossroads right now, and it's like, where have these guys been? I mean, seriously. They should have been blowing the trumpet long ago. Am I happy they're doing it? Yeah, I'm happy they're doing it, Ezekiel 33. But the point is why is it taking so long? And that's the problem. The Bible says they're slow dogs. They really are. And it's like, again, where have you been? Hey, folks, let me just say this. This is just food for thought. If you have a overseer that watches TV, I'm telling you to get out of the church. That's why they're slow. And the fact of the matter is they're feeding on garbage, as you all the well know. And then what they're doing is they're bringing it into the pulpit. And that's why they're slow. It's because what they're feeding on. Well, the Holy Ghost keeps you ahead of the game. He doesn't keep you behind the game. And we should be continuously on our game concerning, you know, metaphorically speaking, concerning what it is and being pertinent to the issues that need to be dealt with by the leading of the Holy Ghost, Romans 8:14. And that's what we try to do here. But I do want to say that that was a free one. That was a little bunny trail for somebody. If your pastor or your overseer is watching TV, I'm telling you to get away from them. I mean, that's like Romans 12:2, right? Be not conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind by the word of God. I mean, folks, common sense does come into play. You're sitting there feeding on that cesspool of the spirit of Antichrist. What do you think he's bringing into the pulpit? And an admixture? No, no, no. We're not supposed to do that. We're supposed to keep our eye single. We're to keep an eye that eye on Christ and him alone, period. Okay? Just wanted to make clear that you all understood that. I also wanted to say something to that as well. And if that thought comes back, well, we'll get back to it. Okay, folks? I'm still a little dismayed from the last segment with what we had to deal with. I want to bring, and I guess this is what I was saying, is people are now talking about how we have a Christian heritage. Yeah, I know. I know that. And I praise God for, you know, ministries out there like Wall Builders, David Barton in the Gist, and just kind of bringing and digging up that history that we need and bringing it to the forefront of the church. And this has been going on for 25 years now. Again, that kind of bothers me when people catch up, you know, 25 years a little behind the rest of us. But the fact of the matter is they're doing it, and I'm thankful that they're doing it. So with that said, you know what, welcome aboard. But again, friends, we have to understand that's who we are. You know, and how many times I've gone over this, I'm going to go over it again so you can get it into your head and your heart first, then your head. But when you look at the Declaration of Independence, we can already see that you derive your just powers from the consent of the governed. That's the we the people, right? Well, where do we the people derive their rights from? The government, from the Lord. And then we delegate authority to our representatives in our representative government, right? So you look at the laws of nature and the nature's God, that's in the Declaration. And what does it say right after that? Revealed by God through human reason and conscience. Read Romans 2:14-15. Revealed law only found in Scripture, period. Then you go on to the Declaration of Independence, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, rights that cannot be taken away. Your rights are only forfeited, Americans. And then it talks about appealing to the supreme judge of the world, our forefathers, and then with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence. Okay, that's the Declaration of Independence. We all know that. We all know that the Declaration of Independence is found in the left hand of Lady Liberty in New York. We also know that when we read the preamble of the Constitution of the United States, where it tells us in order to form a more perfect union, the first thing we are to do is establish justice. The reason we don't have any justice is because the people have been dumbed down to believe that the government is above the law, when in fact it's the people that are the government in this country and they are their employees. It was none other than Woodrow Wilson who rightly said, we're trying to do a futile thing if we don't know where we came from or what we've been about. America was born a Christian nation. America was born to exemplify the devotion to the elements of righteousness, which are derived from the revelation of Holy Scripture, period. Okay? And then when you look at the flags, appeal to heaven, no king but King Jesus. Okay, you guys are all getting the point, right? I do a whole download on the signers, not a one of them. One of them was equated to a deist. There's no proof of that. Every single one of them fell under the Christian umbrella during the founding era of this country. And again, there was three that went unaccounted for and one that could not be proven. So to suggest that we're not a Christian nation blows me away. When you look at the Washington Monument, nothing but scriptures all the way to the top of that obelisk. For those that are wondering, well, you know what, Bradley? I've always been told that what we're, you know, our forefathers were a bunch of Masons. Yep, well, here, guys, here's some news for you. Here's a little news flash for you. The American founding fathers were occultists. The question I have for you is, who told you that? That is now available on sonsoflibertyradio.com. It's up on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page. Go to the top SOL Radio Live, subscribe. Also go to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. That documentary took us 3 months to put together. A lot of sweat, tears, and time and money and effort, to say the least. It was just completed this morning. It is now available on sonsoflibertyradio.com. You'll find that page. When you go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, just showing you where to go, folks, if you want to watch that documentary. But again, what happens is you go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, you go to the right side, and then you'll see the educational videos. Click onto that, and then you will find exactly what you need to find there concerning that document. I was just talking about the Washington Monument and how we're constantly equated by the ignorant in the United States that, well, they were a bunch of occultists. You are sadly mistaken, to say the least. We see Moses and the Ten Commandments above the heads of the Supreme Court justices. Minnesota State Capitol, same thing. Moses awaiting the Ten Commandments. The Liberty Bell, what do you have on the Liberty Bell? Proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof. Catching up, again, politicians put their hands on what? The Bible, swearing to uphold the enumerated laws found within the U.S. Constitution. Right? So help me God is how they end their oath. Read Numbers 30, verse 2, and also Deuteronomy 23:23 when you get a moment as well, and you will find it there, okay? And when you find it there, you can come back and say, listen, this is what it says, rather than I heard Bradley Dean say it or I heard somebody else say it. Nope, now you know for yourself as to who said it. Going on here, when you look at an evolutionary view of governments, let's give you the biblical view of government first and foremost. The biblical view of government is state is divinely ordained. That is not us. State authority is limited. That is state authority is limited. That is, I'm sorry. Biblical view of government is state is divinely ordained. State authority is limited. Yes, indeed. Leads to patriotism. The word patriotism, Webster's 1828, means to uphold dying laws. Results in a republic. We are a constitutional republic. Article 4, Section 4. Also, it is based upon creation. Well, that's, again, who we are, not what they want us to believe we are. This is how most people see government today. It's a pagan view of government. That state is divine. No, it is not. Absolutely not. State authority is unlimited. Absolutely not. They can only do what the people let them do. Leads to state worship. That's what we're seeing today. People love their favorite politicians, not realizing that they're a bunch of puppeteers. Pagan view of government results in tyranny. That's what you're seeing today because the people are no longer the law. And then it's based upon evolution. And that's exactly right. Hey, folks, when you see a government begin to make reference to the country as being somehow an evolutionary form of government, you better understand that the dictators behind that advocation, they want to be God. And that's exactly what Satan himself did. And it's exactly what you're seeing in this country today. Also wanted to highlight, friends, I wanted you to know that when you look at your slogans, you have rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God. And then you also understand William Blackstone. He was the one on commentaries of the laws of England in English common law. He said, no enactment of man can be considered law unless it conforms to the law of God. Yes, I'm talking about America today and our laws, absolutely. So when you see all these other policies that have been passed by corrupt politicians, every single one of them have transgressed the law that they're supposed to uphold. That is a fact. William Blackstone also said, these are the eternal, immutable, unchangeable laws of good and evil to which the Creator himself and all his dispensations conforms to. And here we are. So we're going to take a quick break, and I am just trying to catch up, folks. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, We ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Bradley Dean, a man for all seasons. He's a musician, a patriot, a radio host, a father, a family man. And most of all, he is my friend. Hey, this is former Sheriff Richard Mack, and Bradley Dean is the real deal. He's been called lots of things, even extremist. Well, maybe he is, because extremism in defense of liberty is no vice. Stick with Bradley and the Sons of Liberty. This is Sheriff Mack.
Today, more than ever, our pets are struggling with many of the same health challenges that their owners are struggling with. Medications can sometimes help, but do not address the root cause and can create unwanted side effects. Pet Regen by Go Natural Pets is a revolutionary regenerative plant-based supplement for pets that helps the body heal itself naturally. The results have been extraordinary. The unique ingredients in Pet Regen have countless scientific studies that show their ability to facilitate greater repair, renewal, and regeneration. A few scoops a day can make all the difference. It's safe, effective, affordable, and it works. We guarantee it or your money back. Created by nature, proven by science, loved by pets. That's PetRegen.com, PetRegen.com. Or call 737-303-4480. That's 737-303-4480.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show, maybe even for years now, and can think of so many others you wish could hear the message too. But you don't know quite how to reach them or where to begin. Well, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's a lot easier than what you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for all those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to make a difference in their own lives and their own communities right now. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747, and start making a difference in your world today.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
If you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out sonsoflibertyradio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life. Books, DVDs, T-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and check out our store today. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Just talking about how it works, how these two sciences run together concerning who we are. As a matter of fact, I'm going to go over to James Wilson right now and bring up that quote. He was a judge. He was a part of the American jurisprudence. And he has a lot to say about the two sciences that run together concerning the church and the government. God established the government. He said, far from being rivals or enemies, religion, Christian, under the Christian umbrella, and law are twin sisters. They're friends. They're mutual assistants. That's what he said. Indeed, these two sciences run into each other. The divine laws discovered by reason and the moral sense form an essential part of both. You can't separate it. Hey, folks, it's just like this. When you hear people all day long, what are they talking about? You know, I don't want to get involved in politics. Hey, you know, let me just reiterate the point. There's a lot of people that were behind barbed wire fences before they were assassinated or genocided that were saying the same things. I don't want to get involved in politics. No, you better get involved in politics, but you better know what you're upholding. You better know whose side of the fence you're on. Because if it's in between Joe Biden and Donald Trump, you're both wrong because they're two wings of the same bird. Again, just forget about the other 1,000 options that you've been given to become the president. You're given the two options, the two little clowns in the circus of politics that are both driving the same narrative. And what are they doing? The mainstream media and the conservatives of the day, yesterday's liberals, they're driving everybody to the seats. That's all they're doing by promoting the fight. That's what they do. And they got you all looking the wrong direction. They got you looking at what they want. It's sleight of hand is what it is. It's all smoke and mirrors, friends. And how many times we've proven this, I don't know which direction I need to go. The art of radio is saying the same things a different way, folks. And you know what? For the most part, people don't care. Friends on live chat right now, go ahead, look at the numbers. Look at the numbers. That's how many people care about their country. Now, what they want to hear, the majority of the people, they want to hear about what's going wrong with their country to justify what they can't justify because of their apathy and tolerance. That's really what it comes down to. And we're not going there today, so we're going to go ahead and lay the foundation. And it's exactly what we should be doing in laying the foundation. So we're talking about the two sciences that run together. We're talking about the church and the government. And we can see in Romans 13:1, for there's no power but of God. The powers there be are ordained of God. Okay? And most people don't know this. And wasn't it Charles Spurgeon that rightly said, a time will come when instead of shepherds feeding the sheep, the church will have the clowns entertaining the goats. Yep, they do. And you know what most churches today are doing, friends? As far as getting them involved in politics, like I was just talking about a moment ago, they're all sitting there watching television and they're all driving their congregations to support the one that they believe God ordained. They don't realize God did ordain that individual, but yet for judgment, not the other way around. So we can look at example after example after example. We know that in 1 Peter 2:14 that governors are appointed as unto them that are sent by God for the punishment of evil doers, not for the praise of them that do well, just the opposite. I mean, folks, again, let's pay attention to what's going on here. Why do I say that? Well, again, if you look at Harry Truman, he said back in the 50s, warning the American people that the fundamental basis of this nation's laws was given to Moses on the Mount. That's right, Exodus 20. He goes on, the fundamental basis of our Bill of Rights comes from the teachings we get from Exodus and St. Matthew, from Isaiah and St. Paul. I don't think we emphasize that enough these days. This was in the 50s. This is President Harry Truman. He said, if we don't have a proper fundamental moral background, we will finally end up with a totalitarian government which does not believe in the rights for anybody except the state. And so that's where we're at today. And 325 million people have succumbed, for the most part, to the state in that totalitarian system of government because they don't love the Lord enough to keep his commandments. They don't love their brothers enough because they don't understand that that is the fulfilling of the law. Greater love is no man than this, that a man laid down his life for his brothers. John 15:13. Also read, which preceded that last scriptural reference, go over to Matthew 22:37 as well. So because we have forsaken that, what has happened? Well, here comes Harry Truman again. He said, once a government is committed to the principle of silencing, notice that's the first thing they do, silencing the voice of opposition. Hey, I mean, now, folks, the American people, they've been accustomed to just go ahead and listen to the Defense Department of the United States of America, speaking of the Pentagon, who's stealing away your money. And what are they doing? They're outsourcing your tax dollars to foreign companies to attack their political opposition here in America. Another one of those that are a part of that is none other than Facebook, none other than YouTube, none other than Twitter, when it was Twitter, friends. And don't act like Elon Musk is your friend, friends, because he's not. My goodness, this is the guy that wants to put a chip in your brain and track you no matter where you're at. Look at all the attention the mainstream media is giving them. When you see them get attention the way that the mainstream media gives them attention, keep in mind if the mainstream media didn't want you to know who they were, they would just ignore you. But he says, once a government is committed to the principle of silencing the voice of opposition, it is only one way to go, and that is down the path of increasingly repressive measures until it becomes a source of terror to all its citizens and creates a country where everyone lives in fear. I brought up yesterday to you, Americans, that if you don't understand, you know, most people, where do I go? What do I do? Go to the Lord. That's your job. That's the resolve. The Word of God addresses every issue known to mankind. I mean, look what Noah Webster said. I mean, my goodness. It's just absolutely despising the precepts. Listen to what he said concerning the problem. And he gives you the answer as well. He said, all the miseries and evils which men suffer from vice, crime, ambition, injustice, oppression, slavery, and war, they all proceed from their despising or neglecting the precepts contained in the Bible. Hey, folks, just last week I was having dinner, and every single night of my life, my kids read with me for at least 1 hour. Okay? I'm in the Word in the morning, I'm in the Word at night, and everything in between. But every night, they're doing their homework during the day, all year long. By the way, it's not just during school year. Nope, it's all year long. School's all the time. We're all in school till the day we die. If you think otherwise, you're going to miss out. But I do want to say this, friends. One of the kids said something about reading every hour with me. I said, well, what do you think of me trying to lead my family by shutting off the lights? Again, I've used the analogy. What happens if I just got rid of the map and I said, let's go to so-and-so? Well, wouldn't common sense say to you, well, let's get the directions as to how we're supposed to get there. Let's get a map. Well, that's what the Word of God is. It's a map. And it's applicable into every facet of our lives, my goodness, friends. Jesus is a savior from sin. He's a savior of man. He's a redeemer. And he's also the one that said, listen, I've also come to bring forth life and life more abundantly. And that's absolutely true. And that's the way to do it, is keeping our eyes fixed on him. Thy word is a lamp unto thy feet and a light unto my path, right? That's why we stick to the word. My goodness. And there's another one. There's another little bunny trail for somebody, right? I know. That's why this is a ministry where you just kind of follow the Holy Ghost. All tyrannies. Here's Orwell. Listen to what he had to say. All tyrannies rule through fraud and force. All tyrannies rule through fraud and force. Isn't that what you're seeing today? I just seen a post. I got to address this. You know what the conservatives of the day are doing today? Because they're supposed to be the right ones, right? They're yesterday's liberals. They're the wrong ones. They're the problem. Put that up against Mark 8:15. They're showing a picture of Donald Trump and his family and what they're putting on their little memes. The family that gave up so much for the American people. Can you make that up? I mean, these are the people that are putting their fingers on their eyeballs. These are the people that you could transport to the sun and they wouldn't see it because they don't want to see it. I don't understand what it is that you don't understand. He gave up so much? No, he's taken so much. Listen to what Orwell said. All tyrannies rule through fraud and force. That's exactly what's happening today. Once the fraud is exposed, then they must rely on force. Isn't that what they did during the pandemic? And P.S., isn't Donald Trump the one that calls himself the father of the vaccine? Anybody paying attention to these warnings? Hey, folks, these trumpets have been going off for some time. I want to say it again. These trumpets have been going off for some time and warning the American people. And the fact of the matter is, I have enough people watching my show and listening to my show every single day. Just with the people that watch and listen to the show every single day, we could change this country. See, it's my job to work myself out of a job. Listen to me, friends. I'm not looking for followers. I know that's what you're accustomed to. I know that. I also know the competition that people play when it comes to only listen to me. I'm always saying listen to the Lord. I'm saying follow the Lord, period. Him alone. but it better be law of grace. It better be you bearing your cross, because outside of that, you're going to get in trouble. You better understand it's going to be straight and narrow and difficult is the way. You better understand that you are the one that's empowered by the Holy Ghost to stand up and to reprove the darkness as you are the light. You are the one that's to take vengeance on all manner of sin, that puts your Lord on the cross. Okay? When your obedience is fulfilled is what Scripture says. Okay, but until the American people understand that, especially those that listen to me every day of the week, we could change this country. But if you just want to sit there and watch me do my part and think that somehow or another you're going to tag yourself to my sleeve and you're going to go into heaven with me, that ain't going to work neither, because you're going to be there all by yourself. Scripture tells us that you're to work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Your own salvation. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Kevin Shipp, former CIA officer. I want to give my personal recommendation for Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. Bradley's message of standing for faith and liberty in America is critically important to the future of our country. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty's message is a light in the darkness we're facing. I personally support Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Since October 7th, I'm going to show you something here in a second. I just got a thought for you. Survival,
as they are being attacked by enemies from all sides. And with global anti-Semitism on the rise, now is the time to show Israel and the Jewish people that they are not alone. This summer, from July 28th through the 30th, join Christians United for Israel at our nation's capital.
Make distinction, Revelation 3:9.
Washington, D.C. summit.
Romans 2:28. Let your voice be heard on Capitol Hill
and deliver a strong pro-Israel message to your elected officials and state representatives. Gather in solidarity in defense of Israel and the Jewish people. Hear from top American
and Israeli
leaders.
I'm going to show this to you in just a moment. I'm trying to find it real quick.
That you will never forget. Space is limited, so register today by visiting CUFI.org/summit or call 210-477-4714. With over 10 million members, Christians United for Israel is the largest pro-Israel voice in America. Add yours today.
Yeah.
Hello, I'm Eric Hollander, award-winning graphic designer and documentarian. I've known Bradley Dean for the better part of 2 decades, and in all that time, I've been a witness to his consistent passion for Jesus Christ, America, its young people, and the veterans who fought to keep us free. Bradley's radio show, The Sons of Liberty, addresses the heroic values our nation once championed, but sadly are fading in an increasingly self-centered culture. Never one to pull punches, Bradley tells it like it is, boldly proclaiming truth to those with ears to hear.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I want to highlight something here, and I thought about this before the show, and then we'll get back to this if we get back to this. It's just one of those shows, folks. It's just one of those days, okay? For me, no complaints on my end. I'm just saying that it's just going 15 different directions right now in mind and in heart. But it's interesting. I just seen a post not too long ago where an individual, I honestly, I couldn't even believe it. I was just totally taken back by it. And he claims to be a teacher of the Bible, okay? And one of the things that he had said, and I'm thinking that he probably removed my comment because it exposed his post for what it is. I guess that's just my job, right? Ephesians 5:11. If we were all doing it together, these people wouldn't have a leg to stand on. Not that they do, but they try to do their best, and they work off the ignorant that don't know the difference. But what was interesting is it says, take the money out of preaching, and we will see who is called. Take the money out of preaching, and we will see who he's called. Oh, okay. And I said, well, why don't you go ahead and try that? I said, do you get paid working? Because ministry spells work. I get where they're going. I really do. I really do understand what they're trying to say. Because they've seen so many prosperity preachers begging for money to get a new house, a new car, a new airplane, whatever the case is. I totally get that. But not everybody's in that same lot. So shame on you. And then he comes back and he says, well, we're not supposed to take a purse. We're not supposed to take anything with us. Really? You know, in other words, they need to go out and get a job. Well, maybe you forgot, guy, that didn't take the time to read the Bible line upon line, precept upon precept, that Paul was a tent maker. That Jesus was, in fact, a carpenter. And again, I'm just thinking to myself, where do you people come up with this stuff? Take money out of preaching and we will see who is called. Well, again, how do you live? Do you work for your money? I mean, that's like going into their place of employment and saying, listen, look at all these frauds that you work with. I can't even believe it. You know what? You need to come to work for nothing from now on, because look at how these guys are defrauding the people, their customers, out of their money. Now, well, you would say, well, it's not everybody that does. Exactly. Guys, what an ignorant thing to say. Take money out of preaching and we will see who is called. Well, it's interesting. When I got saved, I didn't have a dime to my name, but I did own a lawn service. I was tending to having a job. Matter of fact, it was to the point where it was being built up so much, all of a sudden it was just like, I need to let this go because I'm being called to full-time ministry. I didn't apply for the job. I'm responding to the call. And where the Lord guides, he simply provides, right? How do you explain that to a carnal mind? I don't know that you can. I really don't know that you can. And I just find myself contending with these people that claim to be something that they are in the Christian world, and they have not a clue as to what they're saying. The carnal mind is enmity with the spirit. The children of the flesh persecute the spirit, the children of the spirit. And that's exactly what you deal with over and over and over and over again. And they need to be careful. Anyways, I just wanted to share that because, and I was looking for the quote. I think he actually removed my comments from it because it confronted his nonsense. Because the first thing I said to him was, I said, how does that work out for you? Why don't you try that? See how it works out for you. Well, he didn't want to hear none of that. Of course he didn't want to hear none of that. Because it's a law unto itself. It applies to him now, right? Gosh. Wow. Hey, folks, let me tell you this, at least for my front. Why don't you go ahead and do a Google search on Bradley Dean and understand this, that it is, if this is how you make money, go ahead and read it before you say something stupid like that ever towards this ministry, because that is not this ministry. It's never been this ministry. This ministry has always put a hand to the plow. We've always worked for what we have received. And for those that do support the ministry, you all the well know that by going to sonsoflibertyradio.com. And for those that know better than that, thank you for your trust, because we have Cortez, Colorado coming up at the end of the month here. We also got another date we're talking about in another state. We don't know where that's at. I'll probably hold off on that one. And then we're also talking about going to southern Minnesota to do another event there as well. So it is what it is. And let's get back to the less of what we have concerning the content. I want to go to Article 6, Section 2 really quick, just so you can understand that this is who we are, not what they want you to believe that we are. When you look at the U.S. Constitution, Article 6, Section 2 tells us this is called the Supremacy Clause. The Constitution and the laws of the United States, which shall be made in the pursuance thereof, and all the treaties made or what shall be made under the authority of the United States shall be the supreme law of the land, and the judges in every state shall be bound thereby. And the judges in every state shall be bound thereby. And the judges in every state shall be bound thereby. By what? The laws found within the Constitution. Nobody's given them delegated authority to operate outside their scope of authority. Anything in the Constitution or laws of any state to the contrary, notwithstanding. What does that mean? It doesn't apply. It doesn't apply. You know how many policies that they have in place that they have applied to your life through force that don't apply constitutionally? Who can the people blame for that? Nobody. Nobody. When you look at Article 2, what does it say? Section 3, he shall take care that the laws be faithfully, the laws, under Article 6, Section 2, be faithfully executed, and all shall commission all the officers of the United States. I don't know where people just kind of make up this stuff in their heads as to the government can do whatever they want to do. The president, the vice president, and all civil officers of the United States can be and shall be, the word shall is there, be removed from office on impeachment for conviction of treason, bribery, and or other high crimes, listen carefully, and misdemeanors for the smallest of offenses. Wow. That's crazy. I make reference to Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7 quite a bit. Let me read it. Judgment in cases of impeachment, once they're impeached, shall not extend further than the removal of office and disqualification to hold and enjoy office of honor, trust, or profit under the United States. Listen, though. But the party convicted shall nevertheless be liable and subject to indictment, trial, judgment, and punishment according to the law. Hey, folks, that's an instrument for the people, not for the government. That's an instrument for the people to deal with corruption in their government, not the other way around. And where does that authority come from? The Lord. The Lord. Remember when Abraham Lincoln, who was a tyrant, by the way, said the people of these United States are the rightful masters of both Congress and the courts, not to overthrow the Constitution, but to overthrow the men who pervert the Constitution. That's right. When I was in Yorktown this last spring doing my due diligence at Jamestown, doing my due diligence at Williamsburg as well, I went through that whole museum again. Folks, I'm telling you, I read 90% of what was on those walls. I mean, in Jamestown, it was just like way too much. It's like I'd spend a week here and I'd get through all of it. But when I was in Yorktown, which is my favorite museum that I've seen yet to date, there's a really cool one in Philadelphia too, the Revolutionary War Museum. But this one had problems with the Confederation. The Confederation and the Articles of the Confederation, they were put in place as a kind of a pattern for the Constitution of the United States. It held the states together during that time, okay? And I want you to listen to this. This is what the fourth president of the United States of America said in 1788. Listen carefully as to what he said. He said, "Justice is the end of government, not injustice." He said it ever has been and ever will be pursued until it be obtained. They were seeking the heart of God. Jeremiah 9:24. We talked about this yesterday. And you guys have heard me say 1,000 times concerning something that Edmund Burke said. He said, evil prevails because good men do nothing. Nothing could be further from the truth. Good men do not allow evil men or wicked men to prevail. The strength of the Constitution lies in the will of the people to defend it, period. And if the people are not willing to do that, they're going to lose what they have. And it seems that people in this country, for some reason or another, refuse the truth of the Word of God. We can see that clearly from coast to coast. Though they think that they are well set because their pastor is going to lead them all the way into the kingdom of heaven. And of course, heaven can't wait for these little Pharisees, these ignorant Pharisees, to get there, according to what they've been taught. The fact of the matter is, friends, the American people are where they're at today because they have been dumbed down to believe that the government can do what it can do today. Why? Because of their disbelief of the living God. We need to return. Jeremiah 6:16. Love you by what we do, and we will talk to you in 23. Thanks for hanging in there with me, guys. Totally appreciate it. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. See ya.